You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
All right, curmudgeon. I got the ibuprofen that I smuggled in. Don't ask how I did it. So, here we go. I got 3 kilos. How much you want for it?
You know, I thought the dead birds were a giveaway. I don't know that I want that.
Whoa.
I don't know that I want that.
Oh, hold up. Are you a cop? Get over there. Get
That's
over there in the
crazy.
Car. We have to deal with the coppers over here. Adrian, I know you's one of us. What you gonna do about this lying pig over here?
I'm gonna go out and smoke, and I'm gonna let you all finish this off and deal with it.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Oh, you all cops? All you Well, I just want you to know. I'm Agent Mindy. Seriously, are we all cops? We really should talk to each other's departments. Organize. Hello, everyone. We are the One of Us Task Force, I guess, reviewing The Informer, a British crime thriller, though with very few British people, and the main characters are supposed to be Polish, and based on the novel 3 Seconds by Roslund and Hellström, the Swedish crime-writing duo. Would anybody like to go into the synopsis of this British crime thriller written by a bunch of Swedes that takes place in America?
The movie is about an informant, of course, played by Joel Kinnaman. Basically, he has to bring a Polish crime lord to these FBI agents that he's been working with. And as long as he does that, him and his family are safe. His wife, played by Ana de Armas, who... This must have been one of those shelved movies, because she's been in a lot of stuff lately, and she kind of gets like a tiny role here. Well, his wife and his daughter, they'll be safe.
Allegedly.
But, you know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. As you've seen in every single cop thriller, the deal goes wrong type movie, something goes wrong, a cop gets killed, and Polish crime lord is like, look, this is fishy. I'm going to need you to go back to prison and just deal from inside, and we'll see who gets you out, if you get out, and, you know, your wife will be safe.
Allegedly.
Meanwhile, the FBI's like, yeah, we weren't really going to help you out, but we'll see what we can do. So really, it's just kind of Joel Kinnaman trying to survive and wonder how he's going to get out of this. And he gets out of it by going into the most ridiculous ending for a kind of a low-key movie, I would say.
There's a lot of planning goes into that escape. Kind of a Shawshank Redemption.
There's somebody's getting redeemed, maybe, possibly, kind of.
Maybe, possibly. On their own terms, against the system that is corrupt and against them. So, how'd you folks feel about it? I know you have some opinions, Jen.
Yeah, this is indeed a thing that happened. I love me some Joel Kinnaman. I've loved everything that he's in, even in the films that were shitty. He does a good job. He does a good job playing the role that he plays. But I will say that this film, from the very beginning, felt like the second act of a movie at the beginning. And you have no reason to care for any of the characters, no idea what's going on, no idea why you should be invested. And I waited to be invested throughout the whole thing. I waited for some more background or motivation or character arc or anything. But yeah, no. Just a whole bunch of convoluted whodunits and people stabbing other people in the back for reasons that are amorphous at best.
Sometimes literally.
Literally. Yeah. I waited for it to deliver and it just really didn't. The only thing it delivered was a dead bird, which is about my mood of this film.
I'll say this. If anything I liked about this movie, it was actually Joel Kinnaman, which I don't think I've ever said about a movie ever. I was actually kind of charmed by him and thought, I would like to see this guy as a leading role, not realizing he's been in so many things that I thought was just so subpar. And unfortunately for this movie, yeah, This kind of feels like those Liam Neeson movies that you should know exactly what you're getting into if you go see Liam Neeson on a train or Liam Neeson on a plane. This is Informer goes back to prison. You've seen this movie, and you've seen other movies that do it better, too.
Cop dramas, drug bust dramas, yeah.
It wants to be both a gritty FBI Informer movie while also being a gritty prison movie.
Right.
And I'll say this, for the violence that it has in it, I think it does actually work. It's not overly brutal, but it does seem painful and visceral. And there's a scene where someone's hanging, and I thought that was actually very intense and really well filmed.
That was, but I didn't understand why it was happening.
Yeah.
Right, that speaks to the whole point of it. There are small segments of this movie that, when separated from the movie itself and put into a different movie, would be effective as a part of a whole. But it's like somebody who just really was a fanboy of the genre but doesn't really know how to make a film or write well decided to, all right, but what if we throw this thing in? And then Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah.
And then we have this chase, and then we do this prison scene, and then there's a shank. It's just like, if you did one of those awful movie pitches for this movie, that's this movie. Like, you don't even need to watch the movie at that point, because you've already got it in the pitch.
Well, the thing that I took issue with is that it feels like in order for this film to work, the villains have to essentially turn comic book. It's like, everybody is evil.
Yeah.
I mean, at least other than Pete and his wife, Sophia, who I really liked Ana de Armas as Sophia. I thought she did a very good job. She was the best part of the movie in my eyes. But it feels like everybody is like, you need to get rid of him because reasons. Ha ha ha.
Right, but without any reasons? Yeah, completely. I completely agree with that. Like, okay, we get you're supposed to be the bad guy, but why?
Yeah, it's like bad guys have reasons for doing what they do. They're not just like, I will end you if you don't end him, and then I'll end this other person because I like to end people. You know?
And then cardboard in the shower. What?
Right.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got, really. It looked good. Yeah. It looked good. It was well shot. It was well shot.
It's a decent looking movie.
Yeah.
It has a stacked cast.
Yeah.
Surprisingly stacked cast. Near the end of the movie, both Clive Owen and Rosamund Pike just totally just abandon their accents and just speak British. I thought it was kind of funny. It's in that like initial near the end scene where they kind of have a confrontation, so to speak, that I most noticed it.
No emotion from either of them at any point at all. He was here. He came in. He waved his little flag. He was vaguely menacing and had disdain. And then that was it. That's it.
Which is weird because I was so surprised to find out it was based on a book. Because normally books tend to have a lot of inner workings and a lot of character development and feeling because you have to go through this many pages in order to engage.
You're assuming they read the book.
That is
They true. Might have seen the cover of the book and read the synopsis and went, that's an idea. Let's do that, but not.
The screenplay itself is written by the director as well.
It's written by the director.
Who's Italian? I'm not sure where you got British from. Well, maybe the whole film itself is British, but the director is definitely Italian. Andrea Di Stefano.
According to the wiki, it says 2019 British crime thriller.
Set in America, casting Pollocks.
But yeah, the director wrote it as well, and I feel like he's maybe not the strongest. There's only so much to say about this movie because it only gives out so much. You've already seen this film. Anyone listening to this review, you can think of like 5 movies that came out within the last 3 years. That is this movie. And that's kind of just unfortunate for this movie.
Yep.
I don't know. I have like nothing else to say about this thing.
Well, how about we go into final thoughts then? How about we start with you, Jen, since I know you loved it so much.
Yeah, so to put it into perspective, the director of this also directed both The Life of Pi and Eat, Pray, Love. So put that into a triangle, and that's about what you've got out of this situation.
No, he didn't. He was in those two movies, but he didn't direct them.
You're right. Okay, that was actor credit. I sit corrected. I was trying to find any way to make sense of this. Anyway, if you like Joel Kinnaman, go watch Altered Carbon, because that was great. I enjoyed that a lot more than I enjoyed this. So I will give this a flat and monotonous 4 out of 10 slob squats.
Adrian?
Yeah, there is a movie from like mid-2010s called Run All Night that has Liam Neeson and Joel Kinnaman and Common in it. Common is in all of these movies. Every movie that's like this, Common's just going to be in it. And it's also not good, but it's more entertaining than this movie.
Side note, did anyone else feel like Common was giving off Ice-T Special Victims Unit vibes for the entire movie?
Yeah. There's really no reason to watch this unless you just have to watch every run-of-the-mill action movie that comes out. I'm assuming this is going to get hit Netflix or some kind of streaming service. And honestly, if you love movies and you want to watch a bunch of them, you're going to waste your time on this one. But if you want to put something on for your grandparents to watch as they visit and they can kind of just kill time, this might be up their alley. I don't recommend it. There's just too much good stuff out there to kind of waste your time with this, unfortunately. So yeah, I'm going to give this one cameo from a Broad City actor out of 5.
Yeah, I do think that it was trying to be something different, but the way that it was trying to be something different was to take like 3 different things and take them that are the same within their genres and smish them together. Because you have the drug story, you have the prison story, you have the prison break story, you have the corrupt official story. And it's like all these are stories that often get their own movies. But this one, they're all smished together. And so one, they don't really get as much time as a whole movie would have. And two, you can't change a cliche by just adding more. It's still cliche. It's just there are more of them. And so the actors did well, although Common was just being Ice-T and that was distracting. Pete Coslow, the character, Joel Kinnaman, did a good job. Like I've already mentioned, I think Ana de Armas as Sophia was the highlight. She was the one that added some semblance of humanity. But a lot of stuff was cliche, and when it smished together, it meant that there were some things that literally I was like, wait, what does this have to do with anything? And then when it got to the end, it made it like the only way for this to work was to have wahaha twirly mustachey villains, which really takes you out of it. I do appreciate that the ending wasn't as cookie cutter as it could have been, but that's not saying very much. So I am gonna give it 3 out of 10 fishies in an aquarium, because I assume that Sophia worked at a pet shop. Because everything was neon? Because apparently pets live in neon stores now? I don't. Is that new? Is that part of the drug trade in Poland?
I'd want to go to one of those. That sounds nice.
And now I think we can all agree, this film finally puts to rest what happens to the informer. Because as we all know, informer, you know, see, daddy me snow me, I go blame. A leaky boom boom down. There is wisdom in that. What that wisdom is, I don't know. Much like this movie.